It says in the parsha, "Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim v'tzalti eschem me'avedosim v'gaalti eschem v'zuin etuyo v'tzavim v'donim v'lakachti eschem lila'om." And these are the four lashonis of Geula, and the arba kosis that we drink le'al seder are connected these arba lashonis of Geula. And then we have the pasuk ches says v'hivesi eschem el ha'aretz, a fifth lashon of Geula. It's a machlekes amongst the rishonim. It's a shaila tonin the girsa, and according to many rishonim, the Rif, the Ramban, there is actually an inyan of five kosis le'al seder. We don't pass in that way in Shulchan Aruch, but I believe this is not halacha shir, but I think the Ramah does say that if someone's thirsty and wants to drink after the fourth cup, and he wants to drink, he's thirsty for wine, I guess, because water you could drink. I think you could drink water. Okay. Water you could drink, but he's dafka thirsty for wine. Like kids come out of bed, they're thirsty, they're hungry for this, they're hungry for a lolly. So his dafka wants wine, and so then you could use this fifth cup, and you say halagodol on it. You could do a whole thing because even today we have the optional fifth cup, perhaps, but we paskin it's a fourth, only four cups. But everyone knows there's a kosher elyo, and according to those that hold of the fifth cup, the fifth kos, it's from this pasuk vevesi. So what is the word vevesi, and what does it have to do with Kaisha Elio? So the first thing is, who says our Kaisha Elio has to do with the fifth cup? It's a question. Some say the Kaisha Elio that we pour is not a fifth kais. It's just an inyan that we pour a cup for Elio Anavi. And some say we're using the fifth cup as a way of sort of making a pshara and maybe having some level of kiyum, maybe at some inyan of kiyum of the fifth cup. This is the shaila. So, I guess based on why we put the kosher elyo, we'll see, is it anything to do with the fifth cup or not? It's brought down from Rabbi Zelikman Mibinga. He says, we want Elio Hanavi to come and be mevaser the geula. In fact, this is morale, it's brought in the Haggadah, he says, we open the door by Shvei Chamoscha because we're looking for Elio Hanavi. Not because we think we'll be Zeicha to the Gil Elio Hanavi, but because maybe it's Mashiach and we want to see Elio Hanavi. And we're reminding ourselves not to fall for Mashiach Sheker. When the proper Mashiach comes, Elio Hanavi will be Mevaser. So, he says, if Elio Hanavi comes, so he's going to need a kais. So, we want to be able to have that any Jewish home, any Yiddish home that Elio Hanavi comes to, imagine if Elio Hanavi wants to come, they'll say this. So, you can't go to shul, everyone's at home. So, you have to go from house to house, I guess. So, everyone should have a kais. You should have a kais. You might be the lucky house, Elio Hanavi comes, and it says, Afilu anisha b'Yisrael, le'yifchas le'me'ar b'kaisis. This way, you can give Elio Hanavi a kais. If you say that, then it's mavur that Elio Hanavi is going to come as a person. Famous Chassam Sofer, the Gemara, speaks about Elio Hanavi, we will learn Hilchas Tchumim from him. How could he go from here to there so fast? We try to learn Lamala Miasa, we learn Hilchas Tchumim from Elio Hanavi. On the other hand, Elio Malcha Bris, he comes to every Bris. So the Chassam Sofer explains that when he's coming as a Malach HaBris, so he's a Malach, he doesn't have to follow the rules. But in the Gemara, they were talking where he came to teach. He came to teach Torah, so Le B'Shem Haimi, and he comes as a man. So when he comes to Mevaser the Geula, is it going to be as a man or as a Malach? So according to Rav Zelikman and Rabinga, he's saying he's going to come as a man, because he's going to say, first of all, Mashiach, second of all, I don't have a kais. In fact, he might even say, first of all, I don't have a kais. And second of all, is Mashiach here. The mitzvah might come first.
So I said the Dalek kais.
What?
Well,
they go next door, maybe. Yeah. Oh, no, it says La Yif. I feel ownership is Yisrael. La Yif. Oh, the Arabic. See, that's a good shayla. Yeah, when I doubt. Maybe that's why I'm meaning to make a big cup. Shas v'zachs la yatsa. Okay. Maybe Eliyahu holds it. Okay. Vevesi is gematria, and I actually looked it up. I'm happy to take challenges in this. It's not my gematria, but...
You looked it up or you counted it?
I counted it. Okay. Vevesi is gematria Mashiach ben David. It's pretty good. 424. However, there is other reason from... It's brought from... There's a Maram Chagiz. He says... Eliyahu Navi is going to come Leil Seder. Or at least we're preparing a cup for him Leil Seder. I don't know if he says he's going to come, but because in his capacity as Eliyahu Malach HaBris, because we know that Eliyahu Navi comes to every bris, and since you can, it's Dan Pesach and Dan Mila, and they go together, and so it's appropriate to put out a kais for the Eliyahu Malach HaBris. I don't think he's saying necessarily he's going to come, but so then he would be coming as a, to the extent that he's coming as a Malach. Lamaisa,
there's the same thing as some sefer that he has to go to every house, so it has to be coming as a malach. Otherwise, you'd have
to. If he goes up and then comes back.
That's the
question. Right, that's definitely right. So I saw a sefer here. Apparently, Israel tells me, it's a seventh cousin. Maybe it was a sixth. I wasn't sure. He says that it's mamash edus. I don't know if he's going to come testify. It says. Everyone knows Eliyahu Navi comes the Leil Seder. So he says, because he's at every bris. So it's called Ar Leyechal Bay. So he can testify who could eat and who can't eat. He's by every bris. So now you have to wonder, could he testify as a Malach? Or he can't testify as a Malach? Because it's Apishne Edem. But I'm thinking it's not a real testimony, because it's really, you have a Chazak anyway that you had a bris. So you just. Gil Milsa. It's a. You're just being miyapa the chazaka. You're just affirming the chazaka. So there, the din edus are lighter. Maybe we'll accept the heavenly. Lamaisa is brought from Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perlo, famous Rabbi Ruchem Fischel from the Smag. The Rasag. Sorry. He says that the Inyan of the fifth kais, and what it has to do with Eliyahu Navi, says a Mordek insight. He says that as we're finishing the fourth kais, and we're sitting and we are relating the geula that was done Ayde Moshe, it is now appropriate to prepare a kais where we will discuss the geula that was done through Eliyahu. Just like today, we sit Leil Seder and we discuss what happened over Kaisis, and we discuss the geula, and we give haidah on the geula through Moshe. So now, we're anticipating and even preparing for the opportunity to sit with Kaisis and discuss the geula that was brought about through Eliyahu. And we do it together with the fourth, no hefsek, to be Semich ben Geula Legula. And we don't drink it because, unfortunately, we're not there yet. I'm pretty sure that there's no Chazal that Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder, because not that I know all Chazals, but I kept looking and looking, not just now, it's been an old interest of mine for a while, and everyone says things like Mekubal b'fi kol. It's Mekubal, it's well known, and it's accepted, and it's Minig Yisrael, but I don't think it's, sounds like anyone knows, at least what the computer knows, it doesn't seem to be Mefurish anywhere. And I don't even think it's mefurish in the Rishonim, but it's definitely something that all or many, many people, Baruch Hashem, Shlomo Emunah Yisrael, believe that Eliyahu HaNavi does come to the Seder, and some people are machmir to visualize it through shaking certain things. So there's actually, there is a Chazal, but Eliyahu HaNavi, on the night of Pesach. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, it's a Medrash Rabbah, and Parshas Boy. And the Medrash Rabbah says, what does Leil Shemurim mean? So, Leil Shemurim, they teach as like a certain designation. Like, V'aviv Shamar Asadavar, we have high hopes for this night. We'll see yet great things on this night. So, the Medrash goes through, Sancheirev was killed on this night, and Chizkiyahu was Nitzel, and then Chanim Shav Azariah were saved Kishon Eish, and Daniel Megev Arayos, a lot of the piyutim in the back, when we sing in the back of the Haggadah, mention these things. And the Medrash says something, Ubay Mashiach Ve'eliyahu Mizgadlin. Could the Medrash start off and said, Shabbai asu gedulu letzadikim. This is the night that Hashem will do great things for the righteous. And then the Medrash continues and says, Ubay, on that night, Mashiach ve'Eliyahu miskadlin. But there's a girsa change here, and many say it says miskalim. It's revealed. So this would be a source that Mashiach and Eliyahu Novi are revealed on this night, but that would be a bit of a drash, because the Pashup Shat, as is Mavur the Hemshech, is that this will be the night of the Geula. And like we started off from Rev Zelik Mami Binger, that we're actually waiting for Eliyahu Novi to come to be Mavasa the Geula. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah really talk about this, that we're showing our Emunah, our Chizik, and just like Kishem Shenigalu Mimitzrayim, Kach Hasidim Ligol, and to show our Emunah, we stand up, and we say, many have the minute to say, Bruchim Aboim. But it's not necessarily Mavur, this Chazal, that Elio will come to every Yid at his Seder. Rather, the Pashup Shad in this Medrash would be that the revelation of Eliyahu Mashiach will be on this night. As is well known, that Benisin Asidun Ligoyal, and everyone asks, okay, but I thought Mashiach would come every day, and to which we say, Eliyahu Novi, Mashiach will answer the question. So there's a very zis of art from the Imri Noyim from Jikov. And he explains why Eliyahu Navi comes to the Pesach Seder. So he says, it says in Mitzrayim, Ulchol b'nei Yisrael le'echratz kelev v'shoyna, which means, Zehavim g'shvig, nothing. They didn't say a word. They didn't bark, they don't talk, but they didn't make a sound. So, I saw already from two people say this. Maybe one was quoting the other, I didn't pay attention, but it says, Klovim tsoyakim malchim abaspir. When the klovim are tsoyakim, whatever noise a tsa'aka of a kalav is, that means malchim abas is beir. Klovim tsoyakim, if they're smiling, which I guess another communication that they make, that means Eliyahu Navi beir. Maybe if you sometimes if you read a book, it says, and the dog barked joyfully. So maybe if you're an expert, you know how to differentiate between the, okay, different sounds they make based on this situation. But on that night, the mashkes was let loose. So the dog should be tired. But Eliyahu Navi came. Eliyahu Navi was there. So they had to be, they couldn't be tzayik, they had to bark joyfully, but they couldn't do either. So they were confused and they kept quiet, and that's why Ulchol b'nei Yisrael le'echratz kelev v'shoyna. So even though Eliyahu Navi wasn't really alive yet, but I lost the paper now, but apparently it's brought from Sfarim HaKadoshim that there was an Indian of Gili Eliyahu even by the others. There's a famous Rashi in Chumash, right? Rashi says Eliyahu and Yaakov switched five verbs, right? Did I make this up? What?
Right. Yeah.
I didn't make it up?
You did not make it up.
Oh. So I'm wrong, so I thought I made it up. No, it's Rashi says that it's five times it says Yaakov Chaser and Eliyahu Moller. The other way. Five times the verbs are switched from Eliyahu to Yaakov, and Rashi brings a medrash that, it's Gemara, I don't know, but Rashi brings a chazal that Eliyahu Novi, Yaakov gave or took five vavs, that's what it is. Five times it says Yaakov with a vav. Yaakov took five vavs from Eliyahu as a guarantor that he's going to be Mevasa the Geula Lebenenu. I think the morale here explains the five vavs represent five fingers and it's like a handshake. So he put his word, you know, you get it, you put his cap, right. His morale says no, then I said it. I'm pretty sure the morale says that. So we see already this interaction between Yaakov and Eliyahu. Oh, so chayra, that would be Eliyahu ben Bechinas Malach, right? Obviously, I mean Pinchas is also there. So Pinchas and Eliyahu. Lemaisa, what was the so? Okay, Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, we're still in this galus, but we're expecting to be taken out, and with the Eliyahu HaNavi being Mevasa Lanu. I just have one more thing I wanted to add. Right, so it's brought down, so it could be like this. So we were discussing, number one, what's the end of the fifth case? Is it a kiyum sort of either mamash kiyum la halacha or some sort of a remes to the halacha that there is a fifth case, and there's actually a Vilna Gaon that says that it's called the kaseh Eliyahu because Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us what the halacha is. Is it four or five cases? So is it really so he's bridging the two, but is it a fifth case that we're trying to be mekayim? Or is it an inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi, and it's the chvoid Eliyahu HaNavi who's going to come as the mevasa of the geula? Either way, whether it's the fifth kais, whether it's inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi, either way, it's on the geula because veivesi, which is the pasuk that tells me the fifth kais, is the pasuk of geula. And then we were discussing: is the gilu Eliyahu HaNavi in everyone's home on Pesach or not? But it's brought down, this for sure, that from the tzaddikim, it's brought down the Chedush Arim, who says, Edis, that the Noda B'Yehuda would escort, he clearly greeted Eliyahu, and he would escort him out. And in more recent times, I read a story about Rabbi Yashiv, how the Bnei Bayis saw how he stood up and he said Baruch Haba, and Rabbi Yashiv was very even-tempered usually. He wasn't at least not given to visible emotions, but he was tremendously nisragish and his face was flushed, and according to the story, at least people couldn't even bear to look at him, and he said Baruch Habayim Telio. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings this minute to say Baruch Habayim. Even simple people who don't see anything, and he says it's a chizik and emuna that Emirat Hashem he will come. And just one more thing, that the kaisis represents several things, and one of the amongst the symbols of the kaisis is a kais tarela legoyim, that the goyim will be forced to drink the case of retribution when the time comes. And then it would make sense why this, I guess, the fourth and the fifth case we pour at the time when we open the door and we say Shefei Chamascha, and we should reserve it soon to that time. Shabbat. See, they're a mob.